This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10. For you and three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's.
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
Oh, I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
So okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast. It's the hunt for the most thankful Christian song of all. Why not? Sure. It's the hunt for the most thankful Christian song of all time. Today on Good Christian Fun.
I love Jesus Christ.
You disgusting little pig.
I wonder if Jerry loves Jesus Christ.
I'll be giant dog.
Are you familiar with like Calvinism as a concept?
White women are notoriously shifty and confused.
Nasty. Not cool.
Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah, you put one of you in it. You sound so crazy.
No, I recorded
Guys,
that for
Guys, I'm being
the...
really goofy.
See? This is like when hot people try to make a joke. Like, see? Amelia Clark can trip over herself.
I'm so crazy.
Nasty, not cool, Jeremy Renner to the guy who wanted to watch some porn. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have good Christian fun.
That's right.
It's a podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, music, movies, entertainment, made for, made by, made to, made from Christians, often evangelical, often Kanye West. Apparently, from now on.
Sometimes.
But we're not here to make you go to church or to bash your beliefs, whatever they are, if you even have them, or if you're like, I believe in energy or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool.
Cool. That said, I do worship an immortal carpenter.
And I do get vibes from him.
Yeah, GVO, good vibes only. But it's good Christian fun. And in honor of the November month, we're doing the hunt for the most thankful Christian song of all.
Show your gratitude.
It's like barely a premise.
I love it.
For an episode. But it's great. People don't, you know, people listen to podcasts for different reasons. I don't think people are listening to this show to listen to an audio Wikipedia article, no matter how much I love it.
You love Wikipedia, the website.
Yes. But we need a little help for the hunt, and we're going to need a very special guest to help us hunt. Friends and folks, she is an actress. She is a comedian and an improviser, a podcaster. You can catch her in Florida Girls or her new podcast, Scam Goddess. Folks, give it the hell up for Lacey Mosley.
Oh my God, this is
music. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hey, indeed.
Everyone, just close your eyes. Open your wallets. Oh.
And take them out.
Venmo me.
Tithe. What's your Venmo? Tithe. What's your Venmo?
Tithe. Diva Lacey.
At Diva Lacey. If you enjoyed Lacey on this show today, or you think you will and you haven't finished the episode, Venmo her $1
guys,
at Diva Lacey.
I did get a man request to friend me on Venmo, which is weird. On this self.
That's
and it
the
was
only
like,
place that I would take a man requesting to friend me, because it's like a place where you give me money. Like, yeah, we can be friends on here.
I know. I did text my friend and I was like, what do you think the odds are? She's going to give me some money and expect nothing. And nothing changes. And I declined it.
The only okay, I will say though, like, if he was going to give you money and expect nothing, he wouldn't friend you. He would just send you the money.
Yeah,
the
that's a good point.
Is like,
that's
trying to
like,
establish a relationship on Venmo. Yeah. Now we gotta have funny comments. I gotta say thank you underneath.
And I have
like,
to like heart it, and then yeah. I have to like build on top of his joke or something.
Yeah, and then he's just doing
no,
that
that's
to set
not
up
energy
the next,
I want to do it.
The next, you know, online frontier, which is, I guess, Facebook.
Did you say frontier or friend tier?
Oh, because
both work.
Frontier. Frontier works very well.
Ooh, yeah, yes. He's gonna want to get on Facebook.
Yeah, but for
yeah.
all your
yeah,
goofy,
I don't need a job. I just need cash.
All your goofy payments, where it's like for sex. He could be like so funny emoji crying face.
Oh, you're saying I could just have like nice support, like a stan in my Venmo comments?
Yeah, like a reply guy, but the replies are dollars and cents in this instance.
Those are the only replies I like.
Hey. I hate how Venmo obviously is owned by Facebook, and they encourage you, like they force you to have commentary when you send money to someone. Like you
oh,
can't
yeah.
just quietly be like,
you can't just send
for nothing. Like they're like, what is this for? Like, why do I have to tell you? And now apparently taxes are getting involved.
No.
Yeah.
What do you
the
mean?
Government is working on being able to understand Venmo. So
oh, no.
You really are a scam goddess.
They are working overtime. Because
lots of people get paid
down.
In Venmo. I used to coach improv and I got paid on Venmo.
What are they doing with PayPal? Have they tapped into that?
Honestly, I think they're just letting that go. Everybody knows crime is happening on PayPal, just
saying.
like Western
PayPal
Union
is just yeah it's just
shouts out
there.
To PayPal, the only Christian payment service on the internet. I think the guy who founded it was like a big Christian guy, right?
Really?
I believe so. I believe I'm getting this fact right.
God paid the ultimate pal.
And his son
Jesus Christ,
his son was the ultimate pal. I guess they were friends.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, who's the ultimate pal? He is our pal.
God paid the ultimate pal. Well, Lacey, thank you so much for joining us
thank
on the show
having
today
me.
What's your history with religion and spirituality and Christianity and all
so
that?
I was raised in the church.
Okay, where geographically?
Texas. Ooh. Dallas.
Ooh, Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Home
but
of Chili's.
Like, yes. Home of Chili's.
Great.
It actually is a Chili very close to my home. There was a guy who just like robbed a SunTrust in a Chili's t-shirt. Shout out to that man. Hope he doesn't
in
get caught.
In a Chili's t-shirt?
Yes. He went from one job to the next.
Did he have
like,
red hair and
no?
Kind of a
I don't own a t-shirt.
Muscular body.
Muscular? Well, no, not me then.
Just in the legs.
Immediately you heard red hair and it was just like full defense.
Did he have muscular legs but then kind of like a melty center? And then it got like
melty.
Okay again from the
I
neck
I have
up.
No idea what your center looks like, and
you
I'm good with
will.
That.
I'm okay. buttoning up as we
I'm
speak.
Imagining it's good.
It's fine. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
there's
like,
no like
he really did button up.
There's no scar. Actually, there is a scar on my back.
And I was trying to look.
Hey.
Well, what from?
From heart surgery when I was 18 months old.
Oh, I forgot you had heart
closed
surgery.
Heart surgery.
So your back?
But now it's on your belly?
No. It's on my back. I always forget which side it is.
Whoa.
I could take my shirt off and find out, but I'm not gonna.
This is all an elaborate ploy for us to get you to
yeah,
take
I'm like,
your shirt off.
Actually,
Weinstein
I had
us.
Heart surgery. No.
Come out in a robe.
How dare you, Weinstein us. But you grew up in Dallas.
Yeah.
In a Baptist church?
If you guys are really from Texas, Terrell. And it's where Jamie Foxx was born and went to school with my mother. And I was
with
also born there. Yeah. So lots of great entertainers coming out of Terrell.
You're young enough to be his girlfriend now, actually.
I am. Now, if I age anymore, I
you're,
can't.
Yeah, you're right on the edge.
I'm right on the edge of like being too old for Jamie Foxx, but born like over 20 years after him.
Yeah, like you just have to legally be able to get a tattoo. I think
right.
You can date Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, but like right now I can like rent a car and it's not like higher rates. So I'm getting a little
dusty.
Too. Yeah, I'm getting dusty.
A little dusty.
But so I was raised in a church out in Terrell, Texas. I went to church all the time. My grandfather, God rest his soul, he passed away this year, was a deacon. So I spend a lot of time after church. Like, if you go to black church, you know, it's like 4 hours. Can I curse on here?
Yes. Please.
Okay. It's like, please.
We need your curses. I like it.
So black people know, like, church is like 4 fucking hours. And when the pastor's like, oh, all right, well, y'all know I'm about to get out of here. And then somebody's always like, take your time, pastor. And then we got to be in there for another hour and a half. It's like, but you know it's Super Bowl Sunday. We hungry. We didn't eat breakfast. Like, we about to go, Big Mom and them about to cook. Like, what are you doing? And so he would stay after church and count the money. And he's like a super honest guy.
On stage?
No. That's what they should count the money.
It's like a part of it.
10, 20, 15. He would count the money in the back where
so
they
he
would
is, like,
zoom.
Highly trusted in this.
Yes,
church.
And like, he's a very trustworthy person. Like, he was like one of the most solid human beings. He never got divorced. All three of his, well, he was married 3 times, but he never got divorced. 2 of his wives died, including my grandmother, and then the last one he died. But I thought that was so beautiful, and I was like, I want to be like that. Like, I want to get married, and then, like, I want my husband to die so that I don't have
so
to get divorced.
Variety.
But that you're still open to love later in life.
I'm still getting different dicks.
Different
dicks. Like,
yeah,
but
I feel retaining your morality.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm snatched at every funeral, but not too snatched. Like, people know I'm sad.
Like,
I spend a year alone, or at least dating on the low, and then I get married again, you know?
Yeah. No, I like this. I like this concept of, like, your version of boyhood, but it's different dicks that you get at each part of your life.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, and that is wonderful, and we affirm that and celebrate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But so, yeah, he would do that. And it's crazy. This is a crazy thing about my church, actually. God, this is actually a crazy-ass story. Do I write a movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. My first cousins are very close. I have a sister, but she's 13 years younger than me. So she was like my child almost more than my sibling. Now she's more of my sibling, but, you know, at the time. Mm-hmm. So I had my cousins who were like my siblings. So my first cousin, Eric, we're both the bougie cousins who look down at everyone. And unfortunately, his sister passed away. So when she passed, like, there was like a bunch of money left, and like my uncle tithed on a little bit of it, which is not abnormal for like Southern families, but like, you know, tithing is like 10% of your income or whatever. So he tithed on a little bit of the money, but unfortunately, like, a little bit of a tithe on this large sum of money was like probably like around $10,000-$15,000, which in a small town church, that's enough money to, like, you know,
build a building.
Make bring the dance. Devil on out, honey. Okay, Beelzebub, pull up.
Satan's like, okay, what's going on over here?
Right, y'all ain't had nothing for me to look for before, but now, y'all got some coins.
Y'all expanded?
The devil went down to Texas.
Well, it's like the guy looking at the bookstore going out of business and the
Halloween
spirit. Yeah.
That's literally it.
I like that Satan only looks at churches that are like flush with cash.
Yeah. Listen, Satan don't got no time for church.
Listen,
like, y'all ain't got enough money for the
audiences.
Devil. Okay. Uh-huh. I only pull up to where the coins.
They have a marketing budget.
Right. So when he tithed, unfortunately, our pastor, who used to always, his name is Reverend Jackson, and he was like instrumental in my youth. He was such a good pastor. He was one of those people, like, you met him and his energy was just so captivating. And I should have known he was a scammer, because scammers have great energy. Like, scammers, like, you meet them and you, like, fuck with them heavy immediately. Like, oh my God, I like this person. Like, they're probably either reflecting yourself back to you, or they're just, like, giving off such an exuding confidence that you're roped into who they are.
Like, a crazy amount of confidence.
Because confidence is intoxicating. So, because so many people are really, like, perplexed about how other people can be confident.
Because it is like, what's wrong with you or what's right with you? It's
right.
One of the two.
If you have a couple things that are like lining up with what you're saying about yourself, I'm like, well, obviously you're a genius.
Right. I'm like, you crack the code. So he was that guy, and he would give these just amazing sermons that were so good. He could kind of sing a little bit, and, like, you know, by the end he was a black pastor, so it was like, it was just very entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, he could really bring a sermon home. He'd be sweating and shit. We'd be like, oh my God, the man is sweating. This is
showmanship.
Fantastic.
And yeah.
Ooh, he had showmanship. He did everything but dance, honey. And maybe sometimes
Hugh Jackman
he danced.
Wishes he had some of
this
talent.
This is the greatest show.
This is the greatest show. Like, Hugh Jackman wishes, bitch.
You'll
it was
keep
like,
tap dancing, babe.
It was like
not
pose
happening.
Every week. The category is savior, okay? And he gave. And so when the money came in, he started stealing it.
Oh. Boop.
Oh no.
He said that God told him that one, he needed to build a new church, which like he decided was going to be one of those like portable tin can buildings, you know, the ones that they can like drive. Yeah, they can like drive it over and like park it.
No, I don't know this.
Yeah, like modulars like at school, did you have those too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's just like it's like a trailer. It looks like a room once you're inside.
Oh yeah, we used to call those the T buildings in high school. Okay.
So he was like, God told me we need to get one of these T buildings. We did not. We did not need it. And then also he just like started dipping in the money, so he got greedy.
How did you know?
There were subtle things that kind of tipped us off. Eventually, my grandfather was a deacon, and he was like looking at the books, and he could tell that things were wrong because obviously he was counting the money.
Oh,
but
my God.
It was like little. Like, he started. I wish this was a joke, but he started like kind of switching his sermons up, and like he would be like, "So Dallas is like the big city to the small town, right? So the ladies of the church had been saving their money to go to Dallas and go shopping, right? They were gonna have a ladies' church day out and go shopping." And he preached a sermon where he was like, you know, y'all don't need to be going up in Dallas and spending all your money in Dallas. What you need to be doing is putting that money into the church. Put that money into church. So basically so he could embezzle it. Mm-hmm. He started cheating on his wife.
Yeah,
with a harlot in the church who would like come to church and like when he got to the like climax of his sermon, she'd be like fanning in between her legs. It was crazy. I wish I could make this up, but this is seriously true.
What scenery?
It was like a Tyler Perry movie.
Did he start to like have nicer shoes or anything like that? Like, did any of those signs show up? Like, I wonder what he was doing with it. Like,
the woman he was with, Rachel, started dressing nicer, and she was his mistress, and his wife was a choir director. Miss Pat. Yeah,
I mean,
it was.
How long did it take for people to put it together? Like,
it was a small town. It was very quick.
I mean, we're framing it like cheating, but maybe he was very progressive and he was practicing ethical non-monogamy, which is a real thing that we must
totally
affirm
that he was doing.
I don't think Miss Pat signed up for the ethical
choir
non-monogamy.
Director.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's
she
so
was
sad.
Just directing the little choir, and he was out here. Ooh, but you know, he always kind of warned us that he was a bit of a scammer, and we should have known because
hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, because in his sermons, he'd be like, you know, like I'm a preacher. That's why we liked him. He was like, but I'm just like y'all. You know, I'm a human being. He was like, I used to backslide. That was his word. He was like, I had my backsliding days. Mm-hmm. And we ain't know, but he was on his back again.
Woo.
We thought he was standing up, but he was on his back again.
He was at the playground. You know what he was on?
Backslide.
Yeah, he made that church a friggin' water park for himself, just slipping and sliding all over the place.
That's crazy. That's crazy this is going on like openly, basically. Like, everyone could tell. Where did the hammer come falling down, or did it just carry on?
There was a new pastor who came in and had adopted some of my cousin's children. I can't.
Huh?
What a red herring. But yeah, he adopted some of my cousin's children, and then not the cousin that I talked about earlier. This is another
cousin.
I have a lot of cousins, not a bougie cousin.
How many cousins do you have?
I don't know, like 30, 40? Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of cousins.
What percentage of them do you like?
1%. Maybe 2%. You know,
people.
I like three.
No, that's like half of a person.
Okay, you're right. I like 3 out of 40.
Okay, that's a low average.
Yeah.
It's less
you
than
have
10%.
This whole family. That's a big family. And were they all going to this church for the most part?
A lot of them were. At the time, and especially
so going
the ones on this side of the family.
Was like, I'm going to see my family every week, probably multiple times a week.
Yeah, and then it was like, because it was like a little bit of a drive from Dallas, but we all went down, and then we'd go to church, and then we would eat and visit my grandmother, and so that was kind of the tradition for a while. But then when the new pastor came and kind of kicked out Reverend Jackson, which was so weird, because he was my pastor my whole life, and this is back when in college, for some reason, you could send in letters of recommendation from your pastor.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing. Like, so my pastor, I started going to a new mega church, Reverend Joshua, who was much more on the up and up, and he wrote a letter of recommendation to me for college as my pastor. Which is crazy to me, because I'm like, okay, I see you every Sunday, like you're gonna tell this college
like what do you actually know about me or like how can you
and he did know me, but it was also like college, y'all wasting everybody time with this bullshit, like college is a scam, so
I don't I remember being so panicky about letters of recommendation because I wasn't like close with any of my teachers. Right. I didn't have a mentor.
Whereas I befriended every adult I saw.
Same. I was snagging the pleasures for adults.
Okay, which one will it be? Someone on Twitter. Lucky number three?
Someone on Twitter said people who are voting for Elizabeth Warren are the people who had lunch with their English teachers. And I was like, damn.
Ouch. The read.
It really dug. That daggered me in the heart because I was like, Miss Nolan and I be kicking it. We still be kicking it.
You were close.
Mine was Miss Johnson.
Listen. She got me tickets to see Maya Angelou. I got to see Maya Angelou before she died.
Oh,
like, wow. Yeah, fucks.
Like right before. The night of, and she's like, all right, I'm done.
She actually wasn't performing. I just was at her home.
Yeah, you just saw her at like a restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, they sold tickets to that. Yeah, weird.
It's messed
she's
up.
Like,
hey. Hello, child. Yes.
So they booted that pastor out.
Yes.
Was that hard to do? I mean, this sounds like he's been there for
not
a long time.
I think that because there was a clear record that he had been robbing the church, you know, yeah, it was like
what
a little.
What did your uncle do? Did he confront him about it?
He did. He was also a deacon in the church, and it kind of got ugly, but it was kind of behind closed doors.
Okay.
But he was such a great pastor. Here's the thing. I mean, yeah, he was a criminal. Yeah, he was a sinner. I mean, but like, aren't all Christians? Whoa. So
he was doing the Lord's work.
Little, the devil you know beats the devil you don't, maybe in this instance. Maybe literally in this instance, as far as like
that
word goes.
What pisses me off is he was taking those ladies' shopping money, and they deserved to have a nice day.
A dressing room montage in Dallas.
Yeah.
In the strip
malls
of Dallas,
they could have been doing a pretty woman thing,
Fort Worth area.
And he's saying, so like, fancy. Put it into my weird mistress fund that I have going on the side.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up, and he did do that. And I was like, I just thought it was very comedic that he did it in a sermon.
I would love that, you know, like, you know, those thermometers graphics or like the big signs that
like Louboutins,
yeah. Or if it's just like his dong or something, and like the more money you gave,
on,
like
guys,
the fuller it got.
Oh my god,
you gotta motivate people.
Hey, and he was so motivated.
Yeah, but so, he left pretty easily.
Okay, so what was your relationship with like God or like that concept of faith at that time?
I was into it. I am a scammer. I obviously run a show about scams and fraud and robbery and con. And I do think that most organized religion is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel like I believe in God. I had a big argument actually with my dad recently. When I was coming back to LA from I think my mom's 50th birthday party. Yeah. So this is very recent. This is in August. And it was just like, I was saying, like, I don't believe that the Bible is true. I think it was written by 12 dudes. They were pretty Anglo. They hated women. They hated gay people. And it's all just too convenient. And I was like, I think that the allegories are fake. God never talked to these people, but I still believe in a higher power. But it was like such a long fight that we had because it was like Old Testament, which is fire and brimstone, and the New Testament, which is all about forgiveness. And so we like really got into it. But I definitely think my family thinks that because I've moved to LA, I've lost my religion. And they're constantly telling me to stop cursing on my podcast and stop saying that organized religion is a scam.
Wait, they listen?
My mom listens, yeah.
Wow. I mean, on one hand, very supportive. And then on another hand, it's like, podcasts aren't really for parents, are they?
They're not. I mean, honestly, there was a podcast. I have to be careful now that this is a gross statement. I'm in the public eye. Ew.
Oh, you are an influencer of sorts.
Fellow celebrities in the room.
I mean, one verified to another.
We just
want to
go get coffee like everyone else.
Yeah.
Let me live. Please. But there was an article that came out about me, and it was like a deep, it was weird. It was on this website. I'm not going to say the website because I actually do like them, but
Facebook.
They did.
Website, Facebook,
all of Facebook, capital Facebook.
You mean
capital Facebook?
New one. Yeah, that's what it's called
Facebook.
Now.
Facebook. That's what it's called now. But they did a deep dive on me and did like they'd listen to podcasts that I did, and there was a podcast that I did where I was talking about like liking women and being like, oh yeah, like everything from Tessa Thompson to Michael B. Jordan, like I'm kind of like all over the spectrum, and they took that to be like me having an official coming out as a bisexual. And they said, and I joked in the podcast, I was like, oh yeah, if I haven't talked to my parents about this because I haven't seriously dated a woman. And I was like, I just feel like there's no point. But sometimes I make little hinty jokes about it. And my parents read this article and they were like, oh, Lacey, you thought that you couldn't tell us that you were bi. And I was like, oh my God, no, I wasn't. This wasn't a serious like, conversation.
I mean, I don't know.
I was on somebody's couch drinking White Claw, which is the ratchet. You know, like White Claw is the 40 of beers. It's like for it's white people's 40.
Mm-hmm. I would like to try.
I'm not familiar.
I would like to have
you know what White Claw
is? I don't partake.
I haven't tried
I've never
it yet.
Partaken of a White Claw.
Oh, White Claw is like the new like 40 ounce malt liquor. It's but just, it's for like young white millennials.
It's like LaCroix with alcohol in it.
Yeah.
But it is what malt is the liquor. Alcohol? Is, oh, it's malt liquor.
It's malt liquor. People don't know this. It's malt liquor.
What is real malt liquor? Fucked up. Is that made?
It's distilled in a certain way that it makes it like stronger. It's like a beer that's like distilled real hard.
Oh, okay.
Like
so that's
that.
Not like in the whiskey family.
No.
It sounds like the scam of alcoholic drinks.
It is.
It is.
It sounds like it's really paraded.
And people also
else.
Don't realize that most malt liquors vary in strength. So they put percentages on there, but sometimes the percentages can be wrong. So you might just
like supplements. Suggestions more so than like actual.
You might be getting real lit.
Okay, well, now I'm interested in that.
So that's the relationship with the parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I'm glad their reaction was nice, but still.
Yeah, no, like, they're great people. And we talk about religion. I mean, they're religious, but my mom doesn't like going to church. She went a lot as a kid. And I think when you go a lot when you're young, it's hard to like keep going a lot as an adult. Because we were there for Wednesday night prayer meeting. I was in the choir. Every Sunday I had to stay late because Papa had to count the money up at the church. Like, I fucking lived in the church. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, damn, can we go home?
You get exhausted.
Yeah, you got your 10,000 hours of church expertise in the first half of your life.
Yeah.
So maybe.
And when I was young, I could kind of go to sleep. And then you get to a certain age where they'd be like, you can't go to sleep no more. And then, like, you know.
Wait, what?
I would, like, I would open the Bible.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, in church.
Like, you're not allowed to go to sleep now. Oh my God.
That's like that's Christianity.
That was a strict
for you.
Baptist. Yeah. No
and then
sleep,
I would like
no
open
sex,
the Bible
no
and kind of just like pretend to be reading the Bible and try to take naps when I got to a certain age. And I couldn't wear pants
for
church.
No pants?
No pants.
Oh,
because it was not
missionary
feminine?
Baptist.
Yep. I know.
They didn't want you seeing they want to see the shape of your body, you know what I mean? Can't distract nobody with like their coochie outline, you know?
I don't know what you mean, as far as that goes, but I will say
that's distracting.
Caroline, stop looking at yourself, be like,
no,
what?
You can't let men know you got a coochie when you're at church.
Well, we had a very different experience growing up because I have great memories of wearing pants and sleeping in church all the time. All the time. To no consequence.
Patriarchy.
And that's white privilege, honestly. TBH.
Yes. So for you, it was like, as a kid, you were into it. You're like, God is real. This is good. I'm all good with it. And then at some point, you kind of transitioned into be like, well, the Bible is fine.
Well, it's not even just that. Like, as a scammer and as a gambler, like, listen,
are you about
to
sing? This sounds like the star of a musical.
As a scammer and as a gambler,
I didn't think of your country.
I gotta put my money on everything. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to pull up to heaven and then, you know, God is there and he's like, you wasn't believing. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, believe God, I fuck with you. I was telling everybody. And you know,
put a chip on every table.
Yes.
One of them will go red.
I'm not trying to pull up there and Jesus is there. He's like, so y'all down me and everybody. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I got money on Jesus too. Every other religion is actually pretty chill. So if I pull up there and, you know, it's Krishna, he gonna be like, I mean, whatever. Okay. Like, I'm like, great. I walk right in. You know what I mean? So the ones that are wrathful, I've been like, I'll you know, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'll donate. Yeah. I'll appreciate. But yeah, no, as a kid, it was much more involved than as an adult. I do have a church out here, but it's kind of a scam church and they get on my nerves.
Wait, can we talk? Is it okay for you?
Yeah, we can talk about. Oh, name? Okay.
You don't have to name a name. You can just talk about it.
Okay.
You can tell
it's
us after.
It's in LA. I'll tell you after.
Is it like an actory church?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so
there's
actory.
One of three. Yeah.
So you, now you know. You're in the.
Is it Christian?
Yes.
Okay.
You're in the ballpark, and I know you know the three.
Yeah.
But it's one of those churches like where I swear, like I go in there sometimes and the sermon is like, listen, sometimes you think God put you on a veil. But God hasn't pinned you for a role that you will not get. Jeez, like it's like two actors
so
specific. You know what I mean? It's like God said you need new headshots, and you said why? Like, no, you do need new headshots.
God has a writer, and it's the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The grace of God is offer only. You don't have to audition for it. You don't need reps.
That's a word.
I guess that's a Protestant belief, is you don't need reps via priest or confession. Right. The UTA of confession. But, mm-hmm.
So it gets to that point. But for me, it's like every organized religion is a little scammy. We all know that. They're tax exemplary. Like, there's just so many things about it that are just like, make it go home.
Does it send your radar up because you're like, there's always money involved, and so I know like there's something shifty going on at some point.
I don't mind money being involved, because I think that if you're a true Christian you believe that you can become rich through the law.
I'm raising my hands right now just as a response to Lacey's voice. Oh, wow.
But it's like, how could you believe that Christianity would leave you poor and meager? Like, I mean, yes, the meek inherit the earth, but like, why would you not think that you could not love God and make a lot of money? So for me, that's not the off-putting thing. It's just that the business aspects of this church are just so straightforward that it is just extremely off-putting. Like, sometimes the pastor will come out and be like, you know, I have a new book. It's coming out on Amazon. Pre-order it in his name.
Anytime
and I'm like,
a pastor plugs their book at a sermon, I'm like, come on.
Wait, have we talked about one of my favorite pastor tropes for books, which is because every pastor does write a book.
They'll get one. I think it's the only way they make money.
Yeah, for a lot of them.
For a lot of them.
But there is a line of demarcation between the pastors that are like, you know, The Grace of God and 2019 or whatever the book is, and then the ones that like have like, you know, The Road Warrior of Christ or something like that. And it's like a hot pose of them on the book, kind of looking confused and kind of like hot dumb.
Like a leather bracelet.
Staring down the camera. Cross. Yeah, like the
Oh, I think what's more common is the third kind, which is just like hyper simple graphic cover. Like, it's just a shape.
Yeah,
and
or it's like
a cross.
And
the title is like undertow.
And
or
it's
just
purple
like that.
And gold for some reason.
A cross is too obvious, I think, at
you
this
think?
Point. Yeah.
Oh,
this
yeah,
point,
now you're right. Like, it's updated.
It's like called just Hive or something like that.
Yeah, but one of my favorites is like this kind. Perhaps the own the moment.
Isn't that Justin Bieber's pastor?
Yeah, Carl Lentz.
He's too
just,
hot.
He looks confused, right?
It's a scam.
Because now he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. In the church that I go to, it has a VIP.
No.
But I understand this. It's a weird thing. But
so
also
that
I'm like, if I'm Shaquille O'Neal, I want to come to church and not have people, you know, in between prayer be like, hey, Shaq, can I get a photo?
Can you pray for me?
I get that, but also
can I get a photo
wrong,
in
right?
his name?
Like, that's not the essence of church, right? You're supposed to like be on the same level with each other. Like, they should have to talk with
people. Yeah, but people don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are
true.
You going to teach that to some people? Yeah,
right.
Especially
you know
if it's like
mean?
Their first time or they're rubes
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, there's going to be
normal
those people.
They're fresh on the truck out of the middle of a cornfield.
Like they came from a flyover state or something.
You know what I mean?
Naps
like they eat
teeth.
At Arby's a lot.
Yeah.
Chili's.
We call them non-verifieds. What's that? What about Chili's? I was having a long text conversation.
Like, they think
a
date is the Olive Garden. You understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
That's not a date. Yeah. Not a date.
No, I don't. I
that was
like,
the first date I ever went on. Was
really? Uh-huh. Oh, listen, yeah. I do like those. That penne rustica and those unlimited breadsticks. Okay?
It's hard to beat. Each breadstick is like 800. calories or something insane.
Listen, I don't joke about shit I don't know about. If I'm shitting on it, it's because I've enjoyed it for a long time.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh boy.
But it's just a little too much of the seam showing with like the book orders, and then also high holidays. Mostly now, I won't lie, I go to church on high holidays, and I would go. So high holidays are like Easter,
420,
Christmas, 420. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus was really lit,
uh-huh,
honey. Yeah. And Christians don't have that many high holidays. Like other religions have a bunch, but we have like
it's like Good Friday, Christmas Eve, Christmas.
Yeah,
Easter.
We have like three or four. We have like four.
You're a bit of a Creaster Christian, uh-huh. Which is the people that come on Christmas and Easter.
Yeah, and people shade those people, but listen, I don't give a fuck. I will be up in there like I've been there every week. You know what I mean?
There's an efficiency, and in a way, it's like, you know what? You can get into a band and listen to every song on every album. We can just buy the greatest hits package.
Listen.
And listen to
Christ's greatest hits,
that's
okay?
Right.
Now that's what I call Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Production value's up. Snacks are better.
Right.
People are on their
now,
very
when
best
I was
behavior.
A younger kid, it was a thing of like we went to church so much, I'd be like, oh, all these people gotta get extra chairs for all these heathens up in here. You know they only be at church. Like I was one of those. And now I'm like the one who's like on Instagram, like, see mom, I went to get Jesus on it's Christmas, like, I got me some Jesus. But now he's like expanding his churches, and he's linked up. He married into a mega church family, my pastor. If you really know LA, you gonna figure out who this pastor is. So he married into a mega church family, like a guy who like has written books, who has movies, like all this stuff. And this is black. So now that I've said it's black, it's over. You guys know who it is. But he now is starting a new church to build up this mega church empire. So on Easter, I came in this bitch. And why we up in here singing, you know, it's a choir or whatever. We having a devotion. Devotion is my favorite portion because I love singing my sing on about Jesus. Jesus got them tunes that slap, honey. Wait, Amazing Grace is 300 years old, still slaps.
So in this church, the worship music portion is called devotion.
Yes. Okay. And it's lit. Oh, yeah, I should say that. Yeah. I just assume everyone knows. But yes, devotion is what it's called. Damn, I am religious. Woo.
Yeah.
I came over here and I was like, oh, I'm going to be a heathen. I'm not going to know nothing about Jesus. And then I was like, oh, no, I was
raised in the church. Well, the propitiation of sins as atoned for by the Lord and John.
I didn't even realize. Y'all making me discover things about myself. I feel so interesting. But so I came in to get my Jesus tunes, and they was lit. And then we all sat down, and this is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. Christ, he is risen. Sunday. This man is on a telecast from another church in Michigan.
Wow.
He is not present, has not been present for any of the sermons or services this day. He is YouTubing us. And it's recorded.
Oh, it is recorded. It's not even a live broadcast.
It's pre-recorded. No.
So I'm sitting here watching like 700 people clap at a TV recording. I was like, I cannot.
I never thought about the audience response to it.
They're like, yes, Lord. Amen. Yeah. They're responding to the show. I'm like, he can't hear you.
No, that's like when you go to the movies and then there will always be like some film bro or something after the new Scorsese be like, right. During the credits, where it's like, you know, he can't hear you, right?
I for sure clapped at the end of a movie.
You clap. Listen, sometimes you clap it for the audience.
Sometimes
participation.
I just feel good. It's like, yeah, it's like we're all yay.
We liked it. It's for y'all. You can clap for y'all.
Yeah,
but for those that haven't gone to a church where there is a video screen or there is like a simulcast or a recorded video,
right.
It definitely doesn't at all feel dystopian or out of 1984 and like a
so
late-stage capitalist end result of church life.
We went to a service. You were with me, I think, the day that this happened. It was the first time I heard a pastor. He was like in the middle of his thing. He was grooving. He was like, blah, 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 blah. And he said, and you all on Facebook Live, you know what I'm talking about. And then Carrie on with this thing,
right.
And I was like, what? He was streaming to Facebook Live like as it was going on, and I just had never heard a pastor like shout him out to his other streaming platform.
And I mean, like, technology has to come with us, so I understand that, and I'm all for a live stream. I've watched live streams of church when I'm like, I'm not gonna
plenty
make it, but
that.
I'm gonna
yeah.
get the word on mm-hmm. my computer. But my thing is like, if I show up to this bitch, I could have did this at home. Like,
you made the transportation arrangements.
It definitely
you
eliminates.
Dressed
what
up.
What did I come here for?
Definitely not to talk to people.
Absolutely not. I'll talk to church people.
See,
no.
But that is why I go. I'm right on the fence about sermon stuff. I'm like, I just want to talk to. Yeah.
Just waiting for the snack time.
Yeah. I do not talk to church people because I don't want to ruin my image of the Lord. Like, I want to think everybody there is very pious and we all wonderful people. Because if I start talking to you tonight, I got your tea. Now I got gossip. Now I'm like, oh, you know, Miss Gertie was fucking Mr. Song. You know what I mean? I don't
but
be
isn't
in that
beat. Fun?
What church are you going to? Can I go?
Yeah.
Talking about
this sounds
who's
awesome.
Fucking who?
This
the
sounds
lobby?
Like Greenleaf season 3.
That's what it becomes. If you get too involved in the organization, you are bound to reach the drama.
And it's great.
I think it's just humans at the end of it.
I just want to go and think everybody's just like a little sanctified little soul, just getting there and getting their word.
I want to get in that dirty, dishy shit and roll around.
Well, that shit made me mad. No. I was like, how dare you not be here for the high holiday? This is your home church.
What was the justification? Was he like...
No, he just was starting
I'm in a secure location.
Oh, oh my God. So we wouldn't even like allow another pastor who is on location to do the sermon.
Which is what normally happens if you can't be present for your sermon.
Yes, and if you're starting a new church, you don't get to have both. Like, you have to go.
But he knows in LA that we will deal with this shit because we're fucking actors and we're all fucking vain and vapid anyway. So
you
he's
guys
like,
love TV.
Right. He's like, you guys are just here for the gram anyway. Like, you'll show up.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you're just going from one screen to another. if you really like
Kevin?
No, meditate on that.
What?
It's like one Black Mirror to another Black Mirror.
I just look to my right and there's a bigger screen.
Exactly.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh my god. That's actually very terrifying.
And it's like, what's the difference, man?
It's insane.
It was just that baffling. Would make me mad.
Did you stay the whole time though?
No, I think I left a little bit early. I'm just old school. Like, I grew up in a small town.
Yeah, especially
in a small,
like, a really interactive
church with a,
like,
pastor
visceral.
Who robbed us, but he was also present. You know what I mean? He yeah. missed no sermons. He wasn't calling in to do the sermon. He was there in person stealing from us.
Working hard.
Call me old fashioned, but I want to be robbed in person, okay. Not via long distance relationship.
I mean? That's why I don't like the fucking credit card robbery. How you gonna rob me and you in Brooklyn? You better fucking pull a gun to my face on a stage,
show
coach.
Show me the respect of shaking okay. my hand and then taking
look
my
me
body.
In the eye and then pickpocket me.
Pickpocket me. And you better be British. You better have a little hat. Ooh. Okay? That's what I want.
Wait, sorry. Do you? What was that?
I say you better be British when you pickpocket me little, and you better have a little hat on.
Oh, she has a scammer type?
A little street urchin?
Oh, boy.
I want you to dress
like
for the
Oliver
job you
company?
Want. Yes, I want Oliver to rob me, okay?
It sounds like you want, like, Dick Van Dyke or some, like, dirty chimney sweep cockney dude.
I want a chimney sweep yeah. to rob me, okay? Yay. Pickpocket me.
That sounds good.
That's the only way I'll accept it.
Sure.
Oh, I get that. I'm sorry. It's hard to find a good church in LA.
It is. And
it
I have.
Sounds like you found a great YouTube space.
You can a great projector.
I did. Yeah. And it's a great place to hobnob with other people in the industry. Mm. And, you know.
Oh, does it feel like a mixer on Sunday mornings?
It is a bit of a mixer. Okay. But there's nice. Different sermons. So it's like, if you want the mixy stuff, you go a little bit earlier. If you want, like, fresh out the club, like, then you go at 1 o'clock. There's a 1 o'clock service, which I call right. heathen service. And I really appreciate that because normally churches stop at 11. So I was like, hell yeah, like, I can go to the club.
Stumble in at 1.
Shake my ass.
Our old church
come over here at 1.
Our old church would do it at they had a 5 o'clock service.
Damn,
so
okay,
that's like
yeah. that's
really
weird.
Late
for the vampires.
I guess yeah. like if you work on Sunday mornings, you had it off.
Oh, you
or
worship
something?
The devil? Like I don't know, 5 o'clock is
if you're
not,
clocking in worshiping the devil.
It feel creepy to go to church
day.
When it's fully dark outside
yeah,
in Los Angeles,
weird.
Especially.
But it was really relaxed.
Day.
I kind of liked 5 o'clock.
Oh yeah, because it was all the volunteers who like served all day and then like. Homeless people sometimes.
Everyone
and just like a mishmash. Yeah.
yeah.
None of the college kids that
could
came to the 9 or
really
the noon.
Easily.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. yeah, 5 p.m. is too late. I'm going to discriminate on 5. Yeah.
That's fair.
I think 11 or 10 is a sweet spot.
You go home, right. it's like bedtime.
I can't do that. Yeah. So how do you feel about God now?
I like him.
Oh, so you think it's a him. Interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow. Okay.
You're right. God is a woman. God is a. I have a shirt that says God is a black woman, and I've taken photos on it. So,
ooh, okay.
is it an arrow we'll pointing at you, then. Like on the shirt? It's like, well, it's kind of an advertisement.
I do call myself a goddess. like I did tweet like a few months ago that was like, I'm gonna go to heaven. God's gonna show me all my sacrilegious tweets, like promoting my podcast. So I'm like, ooh.
That was the damnable offense is like just being too extra on the
right.
main.
It's like you were very thirsty, Lacey, and that's why you're going to hell.
You were hustling a little too hard and you were tiresome, I think, to your followers.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the first person to go to hell for just getting on people's nerves.
Yeah, for not having a good mix on your feed.
You were a murderer. You were a pedophile. You were just annoying.
You just annoyed the fuck out of
yeah.
everybody.
People had to mute you a lot.
Yeah. We're going to lever you down to hell first, actually, because we can't even have you stand here.
Do you still pray?
That's fine.
I do. But I think of prayer as a form of meditation. So it's kind of like it's just me with my thoughts. And, you know, I hope somebody's listening. But I realize that, you know, God for me is like an amorphous blob thing. It scares me to think
like
that.
Like Jabba the Hutt.
It scares me to think that life is pointless. It scares me to think that I'm alive and I have so much like cognizance. And I have no cognizance of my life before me. Right. Like we don't know 100 years, like all that time never meant anything to us. We never felt anything. It's scary to me to think that I could live and be human and then like be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems like impossible. But then at the same time, it's like, why do we die? So I believe in God, but he doesn't give me comfort.
Really?
No.
It just gives you a reason, maybe?
No. I wish I
what
could say
so. What do you think it
so.
Is then for you?
As I said before, like I'm a gambler.
Like
I
insurance?
Was like, I gotta get on board with this God thing because I'm not coming up short when I die.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like a frame you're putting on a picture of your life, where it's like, it just holds the picture, and there's like a lot of chaos and things that don't make sense and things that don't have a reason to it. But
just because there's so many things to me, there's so many people who are born and have horrible lives and, you know, are raped, murdered, killed, starved, and, you know, live in parts of the country where they'll never have access to anything that we have or any blessings. And it's hard for me to think that, like, God chose me special to have all these opportunities and these blessings and a great family and a great upbringing. Meanwhile, he, like, there's like a 3-year-old, you know, getting like a horrible life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's hard for the arrogance of that is hard for me. But I do think that God is it's like a feeling. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that it gives me overall comfort because I'm still very worried about what happens when I die. And I think about that every single day. But I can say.
Death? You think about it every day?
Every day. Every day that I wake up, I think about dying.
Think about afterlife every day? Or do you think about
never
just how
afterlife,
death will feel?
Just death. Yeah. Like,
is that a motivator or just like a source of anxiety?
It's just a source of anxiety.
Okay, great.
It's just stressing me out. It'll give me heart palpitations, but it is not. It's not calming. But I do think that there is a higher power, and I think that there's energy, and I believe in all that stuff, so that's why I believe in God.
Mm. Yeah.
The thing we made fun of at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, a bitch got some crystals, and she
I don't
knew,
know. I feel like that's basically what I am now.
I know.
So
we
I,
all
like,
say
I can't
synonyms
shit
for
on that.
That.
Yeah, yeah, like that's pretty much what I'm rolling
it's
with
It's not
now.
Different.
Because mm-hmm. I think I've started to, like, I'm not really believing in, like, an interventionist God who's like, this is his plan for me. And I, like you said, right. like, I get this and people get shit. Like, that's an abusive God. You know,
right.
it's just like, I'll slap this one
and, like,
for
the
no
jealous
reason.
God stuff, all no, no, of no. that, I'm not into
it. It doesn't track. So I'm like, I think it's just with me. In some way, like witnessing it, you know, but right. I don't think it can like change anything because if you can, that's bad. Like,
right.
like what you've done.
And also, like, so much of organized religion is influenced by racism and misogyny. So I have to, I always
I
take that with a grain
I don't think
of salt.
So.
No, I think.
I strongly disagree
because
on that
capitalism,
point.
That's the one you think of, right, Kevin?
Yeah. But not racism or misogyny.
I agree with that too. Capitalism as well. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I was reading something a long time ago that described like how early evangelical churches were formed, and it was literally like businessmen, which is not a big surprise, but it was just like, oh, I didn't know there was a record of that. And it was businessmen like drawing on how they started banks
or
anything.
Even
and
how much
started
the
a church.
Bible is pacifying the poor, the meek will inherit the earth. It's like, listen, y'all life about to be trash, okay?
So just
but when
it.
Y'all dead though, it's gonna be lit. Y'all gonna be billionaires
that's
in debt.
Such a good point. I never thought about
it. It does
that,
function as like an upside down version of American Dream stuff where everyone's waiting for the day where they're a millionaire or billionaire.
Right. Don't storm the White House or fight the billionaires who keep you down.
Right, because
when you die,
pay your taxes.
It's gonna be lit.
Render to Caesar. But it's saying like, yeah, it's gonna be shit, but then you're gonna freaking own everybody, I guess.
Yeah,
the,
I feel like there was
the
so much like everyone gets a mansion in heaven.
Right.
Whatever. I'm like, if that's our fantasy, like that should be a problem. That like that's a warning sign.
Heaven yeah, I'm not trying tacky. To get my shit after I die. That's whack. Also, piety is one of those things that we bargain off to poor, uneducated people. It's like, oh, you're not better than anybody in the senses of like you have more money or you have more access or you have more power, but you are better because you love this higher power more and you're more pure and moral. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just like another scam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or a coping mechanism, I guess, which might be a scam.
This is why it works, because it's like, not only is it soothing, it's also empowering for you.
Well, the thing I've been thinking about a lot between, like, the difference between 20s and 30s even, or I don't even know if that's the coincidence, but just, I feel like I've spent so much of my 20s looking for meaning, and like, okay, meaning's out there, I'm going to find it. And it's like waiting, and it's like hidden somewhere, and I got to uncover all this stuff to get to it. I feel like the lesson from my 20s is that life isn't so much that in the journey of like, it's out there and you're going to screw it up if you don't do it right. And I feel like now it's more about creating it and defining it for yourself, because it feels like most adults were doing that anyway to begin with. And you just didn't know because you weren't in that position. Because
being an adult is a scam.
Yeah.
Like everyone's just figuring it out every day. And all that time, I agree with you that I thought like there was going to get to a point where I was like, oh shit, I know what I'm doing. Okay, a bitch know what she doing. Never has happened.
Uh-huh. Rather than you're just like cobbling stuff. This kind of works right now. Okay. And
right.
This
or
is
you
right
failed a bunch at something and you're like, oh, I know that door.
Yeah.
not going through
but
that door
like,
again.
17 people in all of history who like did know what they were doing, and they found it, and we're like, that's the thing, we can all do that.
Yeah. Right. No. My grandma used to always talk about bot wisdom. And so,
bot wisdom?
Yeah, basically meaning like
0-1-0-1-1.
I straight up did think bots. Don't. Like, grandma wouldn't be talking about bots.
Grandma would be talking about Twitter bot wisdom.
She loved TikTok though.
Too online.
She did. No, but just like, don't buy wisdom that someone's already paid for, which basically means like, if you know people who are older, wiser, or you know people who have been through certain things, like, to listen to them and trust that, and don't go into the same situations that they have, because it's like, this is free wisdom. You don't have to buy it again by going through it yourself. So
I think about that all the time of like, how would I impart to like a 16-year-old, like, don't waste your time with this, or like, this seems really appealing. Men are not worth it. You know, like, just all that stuff that just like takes
time.
Men,
you can't. Everybody's got to have.
You got to figure that out yourself.
A trash man or four.
You don't have to gesture at me when you say that. But
four or
happy
one.
To be on the team.
This one right here across from me.
Yeah, I guess by that statement, I mean just like, I feel like girls are just always like, find a way to be attractive, and that's all you do. That's your whole job. And I want to help kids like skip ahead. Like, don't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks, but there is a power in being attractive. Extra one that I like to have.
Yeah, I've heard.
Come on.
I only work on my looks for power purposes.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I know. It's so
I only dress nicely so I can manipulate people.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's why we're all doing this and putting any effort into it at all. Yeah,
sucks.
Right, it's trash. Mm-hmm.
No, I do. I try to make myself attractive so then I can virtuously absolve myself of power, and everyone can see, wow, what a nice man.
Wow,
he's
not
is.
Trading on his insane look.
Oh,
wow.
I gotta get me some of that.
Honestly,
like, you open your mouth and there's so much substance, and then everyone's just like, what?
That's right. Yeah,
but and this man is so well groomed. How could he also have substance?
Oh, he's not trying to take more of my time than he deserves.
He talked and I listened and it made sense.
Oh, that would be the like ultimate compliment, is undermining someone's perception of me as a hot idiot. Where it's like, I look like, and then I'm actually like, well, late stage capitalism or whatever the case may be.
Oh, finish
or something
that
else. Something
that's like what everyone is wants to bad? Do for Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Or that guy from Grey's Anatomy, Jesse Williams.
He's
got those blue eyes and he's hot, but he's like so woke. So everyone's like, oh God, he's so woke. How?
Listen, we're all just scoring points out here. Listen, we're all just trying to get free pointers on them right now.
We're woke. You should just be making up for how ugly you are.
Yeah, all the uggos should be woke.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the uggos need to read Ta-Nehisi.
You have to do work. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
And all that about your faith journey. What a trip.
Yeah.
And we can name names when we take a break and talk about it. So we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as to, you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
I hope they die.
All right. All right, well, we'll come back on that. Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into whatever it is we're doing on this episode. Come on, let's go. Ooh, that's too loud. What was your exposure like Christian pop culture growing up? Like, what kind of music did you listen to when you were in the church?
I mean, obviously, I'm like a Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin, Clark mm-hmm. Sister, mm-hmm. you
well,
know, like
ears.
The OG, you know, and then the newer guys like... Oh, what's his name? Terrell?
Ty Trebbit?
Ty Trebbit. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You got me. Ty Trebbit. Like, you know, so the newer girls. I was into the newer girls. But also, back in the day, you know, I had a little bit of Christian rock, like Sean McDonald. Like, take my hand to the promised land while you roll out west. And
know,
I cannot
one.
Do it all on my own.
His name is
I
Sean
need
McDonald.
You. You're what I need. And I need to be, Lord, by your side. Because can I hide, Lord? I know that I need you. You don't
ooh,
know that song?
No.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't know Sean McDonald?
It's called I Need You?
Yes.
Nice.
It's called Take My Hands.
Okay.
What? I cannot believe I'm about to put y'all onto a white Christian artist.
I was listening to weird stuff. Oh.
I've heard this.
Wait, you made it sound so much more fun than this is.
I need you.
I love this song.
I need you.
I love when it sounds like it hurts for men to sing.
To a strong one. When I'm falling down and I'm crying. Ooh.
Did he walk yes. so Ed Sheeran nice. Can run, or is nice. It vice versa?
He walked so Ed Sheeran can run. He
oh
did.
Gosh.
Run to the bank.
Yo, that song slabs.
Now, that's 2004, so he did walk so Ed Sheeran could
yes,
run.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Ed Sheeran wishes.
He's like the gospel Ed Sheeran.
To me, Ed Sheeran is the gospel Ed Sheeran. He was so funny in Yesterday. I didn't
so
see
funny.
Movie.
Oh,
he
I
was
did.
So funny in Bridget Jones's Baby.
I saw a screening
so
of that movie
in Modern Love. Did you guys watch that show?
No,
uh-huh. He's in
you
it.
Watch the worst Amazon shows.
Shut up! No,
you
no. Watch,
you're like I love the Romanovs.
The Romanovs
and Modern
is
Love.
Good.
Now I have heard people like the Romanovs.
The Romanovs is good. Modern Love is fine.
Okay,
it's like it's passable.
That he was also
with,
in Game of Thrones, which was a flick.
That one with Ed Sheeran was actually the best episode.
Really? Yeah. That's very funny.
Adam Scott is in it. Wait.
I don't think so.
No, the other one.
Ed Sheeran is just hard for me
Hot
to look
Priest
at.
Is in it.
He's hard to look at.
Lacey.
I'm sorry. He is.
Sorry
I'll be looking
to this
at him.
Man.
We're sorry to that
sorry
man.
Sorry to this man. I'll be looking at him. I'll be like, this is so much work for my ass. It's just too much. It'd be making me tired. It'd be making me tired.
Oh, man. Well, that's incredible. He makes
I'm
me
tired.
I do understand.
I like, no
look, I didn't call the man ugly. I didn't say he was ugly. Well, I'm just saying, when I be looking at him, I'm like, whoa.
Just saying my eyes are exhausted by having to see you.
Like, Lord.
Like, I
but
just
maybe
ran
in person,
a mile.
I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Cute.
Like a little Muppet.
You know what? We don't have to work this hard for Ed Sheeran. He's fine. He'll be okay.
Yeah, he got a lot of money. Listen, honey.
There's somebody out here looking at him and seeing dollar signs.
Yes.
Or love or
selling ketchup bottles and stuff.
Wait, should we do Melodies from Heaven now or at the end of the show?
Let's save it for the
Let's save it. Like, okay, let's save it. Let's save it.
It's a it's just a perfect little dessert.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Melodies.
That's right.
Melodies from heaven. Rain down. Oh, that's not it. Rain down on me.
Oh, you know the part.
Rain down.
Did you guys sing it in church?
Melodies. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Of course. Okay. I sang all the gospel slap tunes. Listen, honey.
But did you sing You're the God of the City by Chris Tomlin? Because if
did
not.
Did you sing God of Wonders?
Get that one slapped.
Oh, not with coughing. The lisp.
Woo. Have you listened to the Kanye album by chance?
Okay, so
I
oh yeah, because we were talking about maybe we would do
I want to hear your opinion.
I had to listen to one song for research, but I don't support Kanye West with clicks or with conversation because I'm a black person. And you know, a lot of problematic black people do support him, but that's their issue. You know what I mean? They'll get ASAP Rockied at some point. That's what we call it now. Because ASAP Rocky was like, I don't care about Black Lives Matter. I live in Beverly Hills. And then he went to jail in Switzerland. And black people was like, ha, now your ass in jail.
Oh,
now you want us to Black Lives Matter your ass out of jail.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
So the system is broken.
Everybody
system
meets their ASAP Rocky day where they're like, oh, I thought I wasn't black. And now I am. I guess I got to start supporting. So, but Kanye supporters haven't met that moment. But I did listen to the song that was like open on Sundays, You My Chick-fil-A. And then at the end he's like, Chick-fil-A! And I was like, sir.
Yeah, not his best lyric writing.
It's in your life. Like, this means all you have is yes people in your life. You need some people who will lovingly hate on you. I have friends who will lovingly hate on me. I was dancing at 2 a.m. this morning to some Frank Ocean, and I put some videos on my Instagram story, and all my friends and family dragged me for filth. They was like, bitch, you don't be dancing. What's this? You be dancing.
I'm about to add to the layer here.
Excuse me. I just got to check something.
You guys picked up your phones.
Text messages real quick.
Please don't waste my time.
Okay, Siri, set alert for at Diva Lacey Instagram.
Wait, oh, Diva.
What
wow.
I do
okay.
when I can't sleep,
this
I miss
photo
dancing.
Is amazing,
oh my
though.
God.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Okay, yeah,
that's it.
I have to support.
Oh, wow.
And it was to Frank Ocean, and then my cousin was like, you ain't nobody's dancer. Like, everybody came at me so
wow,
hard.
Wow, this is good.
And
you're
putting the yeah. time.
Oh, you missed the jump
stamp.
Split.
Ooh.
Wait, go back.
Like yeah. Normani?
Oh, yeah. It was a little motivation jump, so there it is.
Ooh, Lacey.
And then, like, people were messaging me, like, who is this?
Who
for?
Is this for?
I came to this video thinking I was also going to be able to say, you're dumb, this is trash, and I find that I cannot do
Please
that.
Please go to sleep.
It's very good.
These were the messages that I was getting from my friends and family.
No.
So funny. Well, you can go back to them and be like, you're up at 2 a.m. watching my Instagram stories.
Now,
what's your life?
You grew up in the church. Do you see yourself now on Instagram, at least as a pastor in the congregation, as your reply guys, as far as the people replying to the stories.
Can I get an amen? Yes.
Yes. Well,
wow.
Cat with hard eyes emojis.
Yes.
Hello there.
Hubba hubba. That's my reply guy
hubba,
impression.
Hubba.
Is like,
I love a
wowie zowie.
I wish reply guys were saying hubba hubba and wowie zowie. I wish.
Well, you gotta get the right reply guys.
Listen.
It's a compatibility issue.
Uh-huh.
It is. I'm trying to get the right ones. I'm going to do a Flavor of Love, but it's just reply,
there
guys.
Aren't right. There aren't right
Not
ones.
The Bachelor. It's too classy. It will be Flavor of Love.
You talk all the time about wanting reply, guys.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk off mic.
All right. And
to all my reply guys, love you. Keep it up. Thank you for
you
the
guys
engagement.
Keep me going.
You guys keep me strong. Check me out on Venmo. I am on there now.
How could
guys...
I live without you? I want
is it
to know.
At Caroline's Farts on Venmo? No, it's not. It's
no,
something
it's,
else.
It's, I think it's just Caroline Ely.
But her avatar is Ray Romano, so look for that.
Hot.
Send me cash.
He's hot now, isn't he?
I have always thought Ray Romano was fine for some reason. I don't know. It's some men in my life. I just be like, in my life, I don't
know.
You
and my mom
will
agree.
But I will say, at my table read, I was with the man who played his brother today. What's
Brad
it?
Garrett?
Brad
yeah.
Garrett.
It was a table read for single parents. I was sitting right next to Brad Garrett, and I was like, I am like 1 degree away from Ray Romano right now. And it was making
making me so hot.
Poor Brad Garrett. You know, he's always just 1 degree for someone.
Yeah, he gets that a lot. It's like a lot of young black women horny for Ray Romano. And he always gets used by them. He's I feel bad
like,
for the guy.
I wish it wasn't so common.
Now, listen, his voice is so deep. If he was calling me on the phone, like, listen. Get dressed, I'd
okay,
be like,
so okay. you're open to an option. Okay.
Yeah, no. Right, perhaps.
He's replying to your dance videos. Love it.
Only in voice to text.
Oh,
though.
My gosh. No, that's love like, oh, God. Sorry to drag him, but Anthony Anderson replying on that, yeah.
Oh, on Chloe and Halle Instagram post where it was right. like, with the sarong
yes,
or
yes, yes,
without.
Without.
He was like, without. Yeah. And, oh, I know a crazy story about him. Ooh, I'm going to say
off
it.
Mic. Oh, right now?
I'm going to say okay. it.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, wait, am I going to say it?
What's
Maybe
his
I'm
name?
I'm not going to say it.
Anthony Anderson from Blackish.
I'll off mic it.
Yeah, we can off mic it.
Because I got to work in this industry.
So oftentimes a format we do on the show is a hunt for the worst Christian song of all time.
Okay.
An ongoing hunt. For November, we're doing a new theme called the hunt for the worst thankful Christian song of all time.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
Do you guys know what that's from?
No.
That's Jennifer Lopez talking to Ben Affleck in Gigli.
It's turkey time.
Now you know we did not watch Gigli.
Oh my gosh.
Now you know we did not watch
Soon to be Academy Award nominated Jennifer Lopez.
Do you think she's going to get one for Hustlers?
Oh yeah.
Can I ask though for worst Christian songs? You have done Jesus Christ Is My Nigga, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought that would be really funny to do. And I thought I would be in a good position
that we could
to
both
talk
be,
about it.
We could actually have the best opinion on that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
would
yeah.
be good.
So we
they were trying to reach the youth with that song.
I can't believe
this is
when I wrote this song for the Christian youth, I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids in the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat.
Hey.
I gave my sermon.
This feels like Sesame Street so far.
Pop it.
My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger.
Great.
L to the OG.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Oh,
I don't
know if we can
so
play
this. Isn't the one that I was talking about.
This is a different
this
one?
This is, there's two?
There's a white man who's singing, Jesus Christ is my nigga. That's what I was talking about.
Is this it?
No, you have to type in Jesus. I know your fingers don't want to type it, but you have to type in Jesus Christ is my nigga.
I feel evil right
You want me to type
now.
It for you?
Your computer is like, hey.
It's shutting down out of shame.
Stop that.
Oh my God.
All of a sudden you just get a lot of Breitbart ads. It's like, we know what you like.
Oh
Jesus
no.
Christ is...
Breitbart ads.
Yeah.
There is.
It's an old white dude.
Oh, no, no, no. I know this. I know this. I've seen this video before.
I was like, how could you have not seen this
video? No. I thought it was like an actual song. No, this is it, unfortunately. Well, what better time to play this horrible thing on our show?
There it is. Yeah, that's it.
I can't believe this is the third time we're playing this song.
Danger, it kind of slaps, danger. Though.
Born to the virgin mom in a manger.
Manger.
Water to wine, he's a drink exchanger.
Okay.
And he died for your sins.
Okay.
I preach the word, that's my gig. And I rhyme better than Notorious Big.
Great. The guy with the fog machine in the background. That's kind of funny.
He's trying to be cool.
You burn in hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
But he's okay. like, he knows he's being
offense.
A dork.
Yeah, do you think he's self-aware?
Yeah, I think he's in on it.
But then why would he say the N-word?
Because it's not that.
I think he was really trying to be cool.
Hey, Mary Sue.
Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Oh, that's violence.
I gotta
stop.
Turn it off, turn it off. Guys, I'm black. I know I haven't said that at all, but I am black.
If it wasn't clear, that is the case. That's why we, honestly, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. That's why we take the episode pictures to absolve ourselves.
It's like, we didn't do this.
Like, yeah, we just kind of point at the guests like,
see?
Okay.
This is why this happened.
Delete that draft.
But I think they were trying to appeal to the youth, and
it works.
Just...
We're youthful, and it appealed to one of
I got
us.
Taped.
Good grief. Okay, I'm just gonna play these songs real
let's
quick.
Hit them.
Just
yeah.
like
okay.
Thankful,
what are the other thankful
songs?
Yes.
So one of them, it's called "Thank You for Giving to the Lord." It's by a guy named Ray Bolt, who kind of has a tragic
like a
backstory.
Scam.
Oh no.
Well,
Well, it's not. It's complicated. He came out as gay in an interview in 2008, but he was like a CCM, you know, singer and worked and was pretty popular. And then he, you know, kind of got ousted by the industry by disclosing his sexual identity.
And they stopped letting him work in the music industry in the church.
I mean,
was he an affirming gay or was he like, I'm a celibate gay?
No, he like belongs to a gay affirming church.
Every choir director in every church is gay. Like,
and all blanket statements are true.
Listen, I remember the choir director of my church, the non-scammy one, he passed away, and the church was trying to be like, oh, he can't have his funeral here. And then my pastor, like, went in on the congregation, like, went in on them. He was like, this man is giving you joy, this man is giving you all these Jesus tunes, blah, blah, blah. And now you don't want to, you want to disrespect him. He was like, I'm doing the funeral, I don't care what you think, and if you don't like it, don't come back. And this is a church of like maybe like 10,000 people, and he like drug everybody, and I was so proud.
Good for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So dang, so this guy's career was like kind of marred by that.
Yes. Well, and most of his like major work happened in the 80s and 90s, as you'll hear right now. But it was like a post mortem thing, like later in life.
Damn, so he like Picasso or whatever. When your paintings get good, when you're dead and you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. He's still alive, but okay. You know, is he living? You know what I mean?
Probably, honey. I believe.
RayBolts.com. Oh, he's still living. I went to
heaven. Okay. You were there with me. Intrigue. This romance. We walked upon
the streets of gold. Gorgeous.
Let's hear it. Beside the crystal
sea. Would Streets of Gold be comfortable to walk on? Heard the
angels singing. Barefoot.
Okay, all the angels can sing. Someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man. Okay. And he was smiling. It's your ex bae? Like your bae pulled up at him? And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. Okay. Wait. You used to teach my
Sunday school. Aww. And I was only 8. He's dead.
And I'm dead. Every week you
would say a prayer. You died young. Before the class would start.
And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you
for giving to me. Lord, I am a lady's face that was changed. Kim and I are both like, y'all are dancing so hard. They're yeeting.
Look at what Lacey is
doing, the shoot dance and yeeting to the song. I am so glad
you came. I'm eating ass to this song. Another man stood
before you and said, I'm so confused.
He's like in heaven.
So the 8-year-old died and he was just like, thanks for teaching Sunday school?
Like, yeah. He saved me. Made you cry.
You didn't have much money. This is a very ego-stroking song, too. It's like everybody in heaven pulled up and was like, I was the man.
This part, this song's stroking every part of me, if you ask me. I think it's doing like, whatever you did for the least of these, you did to me. I know, the chorus is catchy.
Forgive me.
Here's my favorite thing is memories of it growing up in evangelical churches, and they would play this during the offering. Oh. Like, thank you
for giving
to the Lord. No, this is a good one for offering. The offering song always got to be lit. Our offering singer was always very good. Because it's like you got to evoke emotion to get them coins.
Wait, how many times did you guys do Redeemer a lot? Nicole C. Mullen?
Yeah.
My Redeemer lives.
Redeemer happened a lot. Just I know it was the blood was a real OG one that we would get during sacrament.
Which one?
The blood.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Yeah. I know it was the blood. I know it was no for me. Yeah. That was a big one.
In trance.
In the black church.
Right. The second song is a song called Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart by Don Moen. Moen, and I found this version I really like with like an all-male choir.
Is it choir?
Just like a bunch of grown men.
What year is this?
It's feeling 80s-ish.
Yeah, it was written like 1986.
Get that guitar out of there. Just like let them go.
I love that there's a choir, but there's no harmonizing. They're just, all writing the same 40 note.
Melodies.
I love a group of dads singing in one unison voice. And they're like all holding hands. They're like, yeah, we're doing this. No, they got arms on the shoulder. Let the weak say I am strong.
It's kind of pretty, though.
Have you never heard this song?
No.
We heard this all the time growing up. And really, I have to be honest. I'm playing this as a pretext, just so we all get a sample of the melody.
Okay.
Because there is an account, you've already seen this before. There's an account, Lacey, called At Worship Fails. Usually I don't like Christian meme stuff. I think most of it is gross.
Really?
Most of it is like John Christie, sorry to this man.
R.I. fucking P. Yeah.
Maybe that's on the white Christian Woo. Side, because I love a black Christian meme.
I like black
Christian
memes.
Well, send them to me, and I'll
I will.
Enjoy them.
They're so
I feel
fun.
Like
there's
all
so many
they're so predictable.
IG comedians who do black Christian stuff and wear wigs. It's fantastic.
But now that we're acquainted with what Give Thanks should sound like, I want to play this from a good meme account I like called Worship Fails. Of a man kind of doing his thing on the sax solo.
Who is singing?
I am.
Oh, was that you?
Yes. No, that wasn't the worship fail, Lacey.
That was the worship. I can't look at the screen. It's so bad. I'm not giving thanks for this performance, sir.
He kept going. Oh, no.
Look at my man's on the piano just trying to act like this is okay.
Are they looking at him?
And then mercifully cuts off there.
Kevin, you gotta make a TikTok
dude,
to that.
The guy on the piano just keeps playing Steadfast, but the dude in the corner, he was giving me, like, I don't know if y'all seen that video of Michael Jackson singing We Are the World with everybody, and he just stops and starts looking at everybody like, y'all are terrible. That's what's happening to the guy in the black.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's kind of worshiping. He looks like a leather biker type, maybe.
They are a hodgepodge
a
group.
Real daddy.
Yeah, this is America right here. It's everyone doing their best no matter what.
Here he comes.
Let's hear this intro one more time. But he wants to be supportive. By the way, I'm so sorry. It was a listener that sent this to me originally on Instagram. Oops. So thank you to that listener whose name I don't have handy right now.
I'm sorry to that listener.
Sorry to this listener. All right, what's the worst song?
Oh, okay. Wait.
Out of the two. Thank you.
It's just two.
Yeah.
Okay, so Give Thanks.
Hey, we're not doing eight
and
more.
And thank you for the... blood.
This man.
Thank you for all you've given God.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Thank you for giving to the Lord.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it can be either version of it.
It's thank you for giving to the Lord.
I think it's give thanks.
If you're factoring in the bad solo version, but at least that song sounded like, oh, it's like worshipy and like we're giving thanks. The other one was like, I went to heaven and everybody thought I was tight.
And
it's like
it's
a big jerk fest to a guy.
It is a jerk off.
Right.
But
yeah,
it told a story.
Mm-hmm. There was narrative. There's creativity
like,
there.
That story was trash. We didn't even know what happened to that 8-year-old and why he died. He don't even tell you. He was just like an 8-year-old came up to me and was like, oh, you know, when you did a Bible study, it was lit.
Killed
and then
him.
He left.
Yeah, well, we didn't even get to the bridges. It's like one by one they came as far as the eye could see, each one somehow touched by your generosity. Okay. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, heaven now proclaims. And I know in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I was almost sure there were tears in your eyes.
Wow.
As Jesus took your hand, you stood before the Lord, and he said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward.
Ew. Okay, yeah, you guys are right. That song is bad. Yeah, because if that's all your faith is about, is just getting kudos
right
in the afterlife.
Yeah, validation.
It's like, don't worry,
Jesus.
Everyone's gonna fucking be horny for you in heaven. Like, oh, everyone's gonna want to do
so
you.
So many self-satisfied.
Again, you keep saying it like it's a bad thing.
Okay, yeah. Now I'm back on this song. Yeah, and it's. I think I just thought it was pretty, and I forgot about all the lyrics.
The lyrics really got to me. The other one was like really simple. It's like give thanks. And I was like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
The other one was trying to manipulate me too much. It's like everyone's going to wank it to you in heaven.
You feel the scam yeah. of that song.
I do.
More so.
I do. I strongly feel the scam of that
song. You know who you need to do on your show, by the way?
Ooh.
You need to do, what's his name? Oh, I wrote it down so I could tell you. Oh, Michael Guglielmucci is his name.
That sounds
Michael
like a scammer.
Michael Guglielmucci. He's the Hillsong guy, we've talked about this on the show, who faked cancer and wrote a song called I Believe You're My Healer and would sing it on stage with like an oxygen tank and like tubes up his nose. And it was total BS. And he was covering for a porn addiction that he had. Like real sociopathic
stuff. Yeah, like no one will be drawn to you and your
also,
weird porn thing.
Also, there's so much free porn, dude. Like, you don't need money for that.
It wasn't for money.
Oh, it wasn't
it was
to
like,
fund the
like
addiction.
As a cover.
Oh. It was, yeah.
Like a distraction.
Oh, I thought he was trying to fund it. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, wasn't it
it's
like,
not 1990. We're not buying DVDs.
He was probably like talking about it as a metaphor. Like, I feel like I have an illness. And then someone probably took it seriously.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, well, I'll just run with that.
Well, who knows? I mean, yeah.
When you buy an oxygen tank, you've invested.
And then
you're
you
wheeling
and
it
then
out.
You
and like, you got props. You're doing object
the
work.
Props.
Yeah, when you got props, it's
doing
a whole
acting.
Different thing.
And then that's when I jerked out. I mean,
right,
jerked my tank
chemo?
Around.
It's like most of the people I know who have cancer like aren't coughing. What kind of cancer do you have?
I have cough.
By the way,
cancer?
A common Christian scam too, to fake illness as a cover for porn stuff.
So insane.
As we found out.
Yeah.
Kirk Franklin had a porn thing for a while. But honestly, I don't get how that comes out. Like someone saw your web browser or something. Like I feel like if you have a porn addiction, that's like you should be able
every
to keep
man
that to
struggle.
Yourself.
Every man's battle. Thank you very much.
Oh, she's
able to keep that
every
serious
man's tuggle.
Every man's tuggle. Are you bullshitting me?
Every man's tuggle
I don't know,
is very
yeah,
fun.
I feel like that's all. Like
my grandma's
all the Christian
main name
men,
is tuggle.
It's about like. Oh. Well, but we know why.
Because she jerked off my grandfather. Is that what you're saying?
And herself.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, that was the worst thankful Christian song of all time.
Turkey
time. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Is Geely a Thanksgiving movie?
Yeah, no. I'm so confused.
No, there's just some weird sexy scene where she says to Ben Affleck, it's turkey time, like I'm down to clown now. Gobble, gobble.
Like for making sex?
For making the sex, yeah.
Wow.
She wanted him to baste her.
I'm more deeply confused than I was before that movie. I thought it was somehow just like about Italian people.
It is. No, it's everything. It's everything you think it is and more things. It would have been such a gift to the memes if it had come out in 2019.
Can you
imagine? But it came out in 2002.
Yeah.
All right, time to wrap things up, folks. We're dimming the lights. We're dimming the screen upon which our pastor is projected from
Hallelujah.
A discreet secret location. We're putting the candles on, and Lacey, we're not here to promote ourselves or our projects like the ways of Hollywood. We're here to lift them up to the Lord through the loving and humble sacrifice. Yeah. And we start with Caroline Ely for doing that.
You can earn another jewel in your crown in heaven by following me and lifting me up at Caroline's Farts.
Yeah, dead kin heaven will thank you.
Dead
you
me in heaven
for
will be
follow
like,
and
thank you
subscribe.
For and then I'm going to lift up something I've been really enjoying. It's a show called Couples Therapy on Showtime, which you can get on Hulu. If you like that podcast,
well, you can get on
begin?
My Hulu
because
I pay for Showtime.
No, Showtime is free. Wait, do you have Showtime on that account?
Yes.
I just had to start a free trial to do that.
Oh, maybe I don't. My bad.
Get your shit together, Kevin.
Pay me for half my Hulu account. friend.
Do you want me to? I will.
No. Well, then I have to charge everyone. This is the closest thing I have to children. It's like five people in my Hulu
Same,
account.
Same. I have Hulu parasites.
I have Hulu parasites, and I call them asshole friends is the name of their account.
But that's my name on there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's a great show. I highly recommend it. It's so fascinating. It's real couples doing couples therapy, and you see like several sessions of them. It's great.
All right. Thank you. We turn to Lacey.
Guys, in his name.
In his name.
I just want to uplift
my
Instagram account. If you want to see me dancing and expressing myself. And
join the congregation.
Subsequently, my family playing me and being very rude to me. That's a D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I Diva Lacey on all platforms.
That's right.
Guys, listen to my podcast, Scam Goddess.
Scam Goddess is so good, a true crime podcast.
It's very fun. It's true crime without the death or the murder. Just we praise scammers, and I talk too much about the crime that I've done in the past, and some accounts on Twitter have reached out to me.
Incredible.
I'm afraid. and guys, The Wedding Year on Amazon, a movie that I'm in that's fun. Ooh. Single Parents on ABC, a show that I'm in sometimes. And Florida Girls, the show that I'm in all the time, is coming back next year. But you can watch all 10 episodes on iTunes or on Pop TV.
Kevin will give you his login if you don't have
Kevin
it.
Kevin will give
iTunes.
You his yes. login. You can go ahead
and check that out. DM me and I'll give you a login. I do feel, you know, you're all my family at this point.
Become one of Kevin's asshole friends on Hulu.
That's like my reversion of my version of a reply, guys. People saying like, okay, what's your HBO Go again?
Did you change your password?
Yes.
To caps.
I get those all the time.
Yes.
Great.
All right, thank you, Lacey. Anything you? What's the last thing you saw that you really enjoyed?
Where?
Anywhere. Well, just like a movie or TV show or anything like that.
Oh, okay. I'm a really big fan of. Oh, and also if you're in LA, come to the UCB Theater, Leroy. Also, I do stand up. But the last thing that I really saw, a TV show that I loved, was The Affair, because it's about rich, beautiful white people. Fucking and crying. And
in a post-apocalyptic future.
Oh, yes. And sometimes in a future world
it's
where
in
the toilet will test your pee.
You're the first human I've met who's watched The Affair.
Listen, I know the theme song. I'm screaming into the canyon. I love Fiona Apple. I love nonsense.
A lot of sex.
A lot of sex and a lot of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rich people who never seem to have to pay a bill.
Dang.
And that's entertainment.
It is. Like
that's
sad,
escape.
Sad rich white people content.
Well, no, for me, that's not escape.
Are you triggered? Have you murdered a man on the road?
I'm like, come on.
They just get the depiction wrong.
Have you hit a lady on the road?
I need to get away from my life. What's this now? What was it?
Have you been driving late one night in the Hamptons and hit a woman on the road? That happens in all these shows. Secession? Killed a guy?
Killed a guy. Yeah.
You're not rich until you've killed a guy accidentally and had your daddy cover it up.
That's going to be my moment.
That's
my
what
big
we
moment
do.
In the future. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I'll lift up a podcast called Dolly Parton's America that I do love, and I do love her very, very much.
Great.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that guy did it. Like, if you're going to do, like, IP celebrity podcasting stuff, that's the way to do it. You get some professional guy to interview the celebrity that is the selling point that you can slap on all the promo and marketing, but a guy who like absolutely knows what he's doing, and he's a person of color and he's an immigrant, so his like narrative is so interesting, and the way it intersects with hers and his dad is very moving and touching. So anyway, listen to that, Dolly Parton's America. Don't listen to The Office, ladies.
We're also downlifting things.
Oh, shit.
We're pushing Angela and Jenna down.
Taking a big hit to their reputation tonight.
Lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun. Donate a review on Apple Podcasts. And we donate $1 to charity. This month's charity is Church Clarity. So you don't get tricked by a shiesty church.
Don't get scammed.
Don't get scammed.
Don't get scammed.
Lacey, thank you so much for joining us on
thank
the show
you for
tonight.
Having me.
What an absolute delight of a guest.
It's been so fun.
What a fun hang. And there's nothing left to say except for an off pods people said
amen.
Amen. Now, as is tradition on the show, we do have to go out by showing you this video of a certain song performed by certain people. This is the cast of Sesame Street.
This is Sesame Street. Oh, God.
Doing Melodies from Heaven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, especially on Ernie. Ernie's Kirk Franklin, and the rest are the
choir. I always knew Ernie was black.
Melodies from Heaven. Rain down on me.
Go, Ernie. Go off on him. Hey.
Melodies.
Larry's kind of like pacing around.
Now, y'all know Cookie Monster got over his addiction, honey. He got over his addiction, gave his life to the Lord.
Watch, Ernie.
Yes, Ernie.
In your arms and hold me close.
Ah, yeah.
Rain down on me. Yeah. Rain down on me.
Y'all know Elmo's got a sexual addiction. That's why he want to be tickled all the time. Okay?
Big Bird is kicking H. He just got out of the halfway home.
What's that one?
It's Grover.
Melodies,
All right, we'll see you next week on the show. Goodbye. Come on in here.
Kirk Franklin is the Little John of
I like that they're like
gospel
me.
Music.
Wait, go to the part where they all do their parts.
Okay. Okay, here it is.
That's why I love Kirk Franklin. Yes.
Down on me.
Yes, Kirk. He's the Little John of gospel.
Oh my God. I'm so glad.
Yes, Beth, go up octave.
Rain down on me. No, 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 down on me. On me.
Yes.
Oh, that's the spirit right there. That's the spirit. Oh, Lord.
Wait, this was like a spiritual experience.
Yeah. Oh, it truly is.
We went to church.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.